Rapper Theophilus London, a Kanye West collaborator, reported missing by family. By Simon Kent on December 29, 2022. Rapper Theophilus London's family have filed the missing persons report with the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, seeking public help to establish his whereabouts, saying the performer hasn't been seen in months. They ask anyone with information about his whereabouts or well-being to contact the LAPD. LAPD sources confirmed to Variety a missing person report was filed Tuesday but had no other information to provide. The rapper's last post on Instagram coincided with his last contact with the family before missing in July. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Theophilus London, at Theophilus London. As the hunt for Trinidad and Tobago performer goes on, Kanye West's former business manager similarly told the court he's been unable to properly serve the troubled rapper with court documents in a $4.5 million lawsuit, sparking unfounded rumors West is missing. Thomas St. John, who is suing West in Los Angeles over alleged unpaid fees, told the court that he's been unable to find a proper address to deliver the complaint, according to a court filing reported by The Sun. Although West was spotted in public just days before St. John filed his court complaint, it nevertheless sparked wild speculation the star was missing, according to the Daily Mail. The untested claim went viral on social media, apparently based on a tweet from the hip-hop commentary account Daily Loud, which read, "Kanye West has reportedly been missing and unable to find sick for weeks," according to his ex-business manager. London has frequently collaborated with the artist now known as Ye, who produced and guested on 2014's Vibes. London would often post updates on Ye's Donda and Donda 2 on Instagram, even saying he was promoted to tackle media duties on Ye's behalf for the month of February, AP reports. He has released three studio albums, 2011's Times Are Weird These Days, Vibes, and 2020's Babe. He recently was a featured artist on Young Franco's Get Your Money, released this past September, the month before he was last seen. While Vibes was a Warner Records release, Babe was released on London's own label, My Babe Records. "I wanted to see what a sense of family is. A sense of me having a plot of land, building a house on my own land, instead of sleeping at a hotel for the rest of my life," he told Complex of branching out on his own in 2020. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.